This is St. Louis Public Radio. Wildlife scientists in Missouri are trying to save the alligator gar, one of the largest and most feared fish species in North America. Missouri's alligator gar population has declined in the last century, largely because man-made changes to the Mississippi River have kept the fish from reaching their spawning grounds. St. Louis Public Radio's Eli Chen reports on the state's efforts to raise alligator gar numbers.
On a bright, humid day in Cape Girardeau, two scientists are standing on the edge of a motorboat, pulling long fishing nets from the middle of a lake next to a cement plant. Sanduba Da Silva, a research assistant at the Missouri Department of Conservation, points out a long tank they have prepared in case they catch a large fish.
So if we do catch alligator gar, we can put them in this tank. That makes sure the fish are stable and comfortable so that we can collect the data from them and then put them back in the water.
Alligator gar look like alligators, but instead of legs, they have fins. And the adults can be massive. Gargantuan, one might even say. The largest caught in Missouri was 6.9 feet long and 127 pounds. Because of its size and appearance, a lot of people have become afraid of the species, as you can hear in an episode of the Discovery Channel show, River Monsters.
In the deep south, a monster is accused of a series of violent attacks. A creature as deadly as a shark and as big as a gator is blamed.
While people might find the alligator gar threatening, in some ways the gar are much more threatened by humans. Salvador Mondragon is a fisheries management biologist at the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says Missouri has one of the lowest populations of the species in the country.
Human interaction has definitely had an effect, you know, with the building levees along the Mississippi River and channelizing rivers.
Alligator gar need to be able to swim to swamps and areas in the floodplain. Solomon David is an aquatic ecologist at Nicholls State University in Louisiana. He says levees and dams have blocked the species from reaching their habitat.
We've really altered the natural patterns of how some of these large river systems work, and therefore prevent some of these species from accessing spawning grounds that they need in order to reproduce.
Alligator gar require very specific conditions to spawn. The ideal time to spawn is in May and June, when the temperatures are warm enough. There needs to be a flood so that the fish will seek out shallow areas around the floodplain to lay eggs on aquatic plants, and the water needs to stay high so that the eggs develop properly. Conservation scientists started bringing up alligator gar from the south to parts of Missouri in 2007. David says research shows that predators like alligator gar are necessary to maintain balance in the river ecosystem.
Because if you have too many, let's say, prey fish or prey items, they can sometimes overpopulate, and then you might end up with disease, you might end up with stunted populations, whereas the predators help maintain that balance.
The alligator gar also have a way of cleaning up the environment. Mondragon says the species prey on weak fish and invasive species like Asian carp.
Some states, that's the main reason they're stocking alligator gar, is in hopes that they could potentially bring a balance to some of the exotics that are within the system.
Mondragon has tried twice to get the fish on Missouri's endangered species list. That would require bow fishermen to report any alligator gar they catch. His efforts haven't succeeded, and that's because sportsmen argue that when alligator gar are young and small, they look like other fish, even to the trained fisherman's eye. But Mondragon doesn't think that reasoning has a lot of weight.
Whenever you're duck hunting, you have to be able to identify the species of duck before you shoot it. Why shouldn't it be the same for an alligator gar whenever you're harvesting alligator gar?
And other states like Texas have regulations that have successfully protected alligator gar. Mondragon says that in the last 10 years, he's catching more and bigger alligator gar.
Some fish that we believe are fish that we did not stock, so we're thinking that the ones we did stock are actually getting an opportunity to spawn.
To find out if that's true, researchers are analyzing genetic samples from the alligator gar that have been caught recently. So in a few months, they'll be able to say if more of these river giants are lurking in Missouri waters. I'm Eli Chen, St. Louis Public Radio.